Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite!
Rob Parker.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
Well, do it live!
Rob, did. When you were going up, and pardon me if you already answered this on the show, but did they call you JJ?
Yes. Are you
okay,
kidding?
Okay, because a perfect match. Absolutely.
You
so how'd you
know.
Feel about it? Were you cool with it? Or
well, he was popular at that time. You
right.
remember, he was a
right.
big star,
oh,
but
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I ain't that skinny, and
well,
my head's not
I bet
that
you
big.
Were. You probably were that skinny.
I was skinny as a rail, man. You already know. Looking like a string bean. Well, hey, I'm busting at the seams today. We got so much, Chris, and live action going on as we talk.
We'll do it live.
There is the Dodgers down 4-2 to Atlanta in the top of the fifth inning. And it's really do or die. It's as do or die as you can get in a non-elimination game because they're down 2-0, Rob.
Yep.
If they go down 3-0, it's possible. But I don't see them coming back from
yeah. that. The Braves got something going, Chris.
Yeah,
they just do.
They do.
They feel different this year. But that NBA season, I know you're excited, kicks off tonight. Can't
Man,
wait.
Man, I am hyped. And what I don't know if there could have been a better slate of games than what they have, Rob. Right now, you got Brooklyn about to start in Milwaukee. Those are obviously the two, I think actually the two best teams in the league,
yep.
not just the East. And then you got the Lakers in Golden State. Lakers, the most talented team, maybe the most intriguing team because of adding Westbrook. And then Golden State got Steph, who, like him or not, he is a light show, right? He's fun to watch, had a great individual season last year, and they're looking for a bounce back year. But I think it's going to be a great night and a great season. I mean, despite all the extra stuff going on, Rob, and we're going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah, oh my
Ben
God.
Ben Simmons, Kyrie, I think it's going to be a fantastic season.
And Chris, real quick, too, the NBA is releasing those names right at the top 75 list, right?
Right. So for those that might not know, at the 50th anniversary, 1997, Rob, you and I were both at that
in
All-Star
Cleveland.
Game in Cleveland.
Yep.
And they released, the NBA officially released its top 50 players of all time. It's a combination of some media members, some executives.
Historians.
Some league historians. Coaches, players, ex-players, and all that. So they're doing the same thing this year because it's the 75th anniversary and a top 75 team. And we'll get into that a little bit later. One quick thing, Rob, and they've released a few of them. Giannis made it.
And you know what, Chris? I know it seems premature, kind of like when Shaq made the top 50. Remember, it was
right.
like, we know he's great. We know he's going to have a great career, but is he on that list already? And I would just say, had Giannis not won that championship, he wouldn't be on, Chris. I think that pushed him over the top for people.
Yeah, I agree. It would have been really interesting to see if they had put him on, Rob, because he had the credentials already. I mean, I think people viewed him as like a top 30-ish, right? He was a two-time MVP, two-time defensive player of the year or three, one of those. And so he had the individual credentials already, but – to your point, it may have pushed him over the top, the fact that he did win the championship.
Because it's fresh and everybody, all the voters, it's fresh. You know what I mean?
And he's, like, Rob, he's further into his career than Shaq was. Shaq was had only played five seasons.
Right. The Shaq one was like, we know he's
and
great
he had not
and going
won.
To be
right.
great, right? And he hadn't won yet. Shaq didn't even show up for that picture, if I remember correctly. I remember
that was odd because he was obviously an all-star that year.
Yep, it was crazy.
I don't remember if he played in the game, but yeah.
All right, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, so we got a lot going.
Yes, trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in the third hour. We got DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and the twos. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin. Rob, let's get into it. Story of the day, Ben Simmons. And remember when he showed up last week, I brought it up. I said, look, everybody was, his tail between his legs. Here he comes. I was like, well, let's see. Let's see what he's there for. Is he there, number one, the ball? All right, is he there to play? Or two, is he there just to collect the paycheck and maybe fake an injury? Or three, is he there to act out a la James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis? Be a nuisance, a pest until you get traded, right? I think we have the answer, Rob. It was three. And today at practice, Doc Rivers asked him to get into a defensive drill, I believe it was, and Ben said no. And Doc said, Ben, get in. And Ben said no. And Doc said, just leave. And Ben walked out, and that was that. Here's Joel Embiid on it after the practice.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better. Our job is not to babysit somebody. We get paid to produce on the court, go out, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for.
Bravo. For real, Chris, enough already. Like, I'm Joel Embiid, he's right. And it ain't fair to the other guys on the team, Chris. You can't do that. It's insubordination. No. If you're out there, you're at practice, you got a uniform on, get out there and practice. Otherwise, don't show up. Don't show up to get a paycheck. Tell them you're not playing. Right. And you won't play until they trade you and they don't have to pay you. Do that. That's being a man. It's standing on your ground and say, I don't want your money. I don't want to be here. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to practice. Find me, do whatever you want, and I'll sit and I'll wait until you decide to trade me. But to put on a uniform and go out on the court and tell your coach, no, you're not going to participate, that ain't a man, Chris. That's not what you're there for. You're wasting everybody's time. Everybody sees through it. They suspended him for one game, and a bigger one should come. And if I'm the Sixers, I would make him rot. I wouldn't trade him. I'd make him rot. I dare you to sit out and not be the professional. When we signed you to that four-year extension for all that money, it was between two professionals, an organization and a player. And at that time, you could have said you didn't want it or you didn't want to be here. And people have been criticizing sports for years, forever, Chris.
Right.
So what? You played poorly. Accept it in the postseason. Doc Rivers protected your butt time and time and time again. Chris, how many times did we talk about it, Doc Rivers protecting him?
Doc actually was I thought he was getting to the point where he's embarrassing himself.
It was ridiculous. And finally, they asked him after he played so poorly, can you win with him? He said, I don't know. I'm not sure. And now his panties are in a bunch and he don't want to do anything. Man, come on with this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Rob, I can't really disagree with anything you said. And I would add to it that Ben Simmons may have, well, it'll be interesting to see how this goes, but Ben Simmons may have made a grand mistake in refusing to go into the drill. Because now Philadelphia may be able to say, look, he didn't want to play. He broke the contract. He refused to work. And so now he would have probably been better off, not that I would have respected this, but you might have been better off going in there to the drill and just half, stepping and not giving it your all, being lethargic and all that. But now that you've refused to practice, they may have a leg to stand on and try not to pay you. But Rob, I got to be honest with you. I think you're right. And, from day one, I've said, look, What I don't like about the Ben Simmons situation is that he's refusing to look in the mirror.
Right. He won't accept it, Chris. Right.
Right. I mean, you can be mad about what Doc said, and I do think you're right. If you look at it honestly, Doc had your back all year. And we've criticized Doc, right? We're not Doc apologists. We've said
he didn't do well with
the Clippers. We questioned this hiring, all of that. But the fact is, Doc did have your back. I mean, Doc, remember when he said, anybody who's saying we should take Ben Simmons out because it's hack of Ben, they don't know the game of basketball?
Yep.
That was embarrassing for Doc. And then a few games later, he's taking Ben out. And so he had stood behind him. Then you, Joel Embiid, okay, you didn't like what he said. But the fact of the matter is this, Rob. At the end of the day, I've wanted Ben Simmons to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I didn't get it done. I've got to get better. I've got to get a jump shot. I've got to improve my foul shooting. I've got to work on my mental toughness, mental strength, whatever it is that's holding me back. Michael Jordan did it right. What did he do when Detroit kept beating him? I got to get in the weight room. I got to be stronger. What did Magic do when he became Tragic Johnson in the 1984 finals? He went to the lab and got better. What did LeBron do in 2011 after he fell apart against Dallas? He got better. They can do it, but Ben Simmons can't?
So many players, Chris, have gotten better when they've had meltdowns or not played well in a postseason or a playoffs or in some big spot to get better. And,
right.
And the whole notion that he's above it and you can't say anything about him and he thinks he's going to get dressed, come out on the court and say no?
Yeah, that,
really?
I mean, again, his MO is clearly, I'm going to be a nuisance and I'm going to force them to trade him. But here's the problem, Rob. He's hurting his trade value. Now, when James Harden did it with, 10 years of excellence behind him in Houston, everybody knew, okay, he's just, he's not playing hard. All right, we saw him the first 5 games of the year, averaged 33 and 10 or whatever it was. We know he's not playing hard. They knew when you trade for him, he's going to be James
Harden. You remember Harden showed up looking like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Right.
Remember?
I don't know how he lost all that weight on the flight to Brooklyn.
Was that a fat suit he had on, Chris?
I know. You're right. It was crazy. But, Rob, I've talked to some people around the league, and it's just common sense. There are people around. There are those that want him. So it's, it's 32 teams.
There's always going to be somebody who thinks,
right.
What do they say? One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly. I'm not saying nobody wants him. But, Rob, there are people that are like, he clearly had a mental block in the playoffs. And you could argue throughout his career because he's not, been afraid to take jump shots. But certainly in the playoffs, Rob, have we seen any evidence that mental block is leaving?
No.
It's gone? If anything, this could be making you think it's going to be there, maybe
Chris,
even stronger.
How about if he came out, was a good soldier, played a great 15, 20 games, said, I really don't want to help them win, do whatever.
Right.
I don't really want to be here, but look, I came, I tried to put on a show so that you guys could get your maximum value out of me, let people know that I can play, I've changed my game, but I don't want to be here. That's a mature way of handling it, Chris. And this the Sixers are more apt because we got a tradable commodity. Okay,
right.
Once the guy tells me, but you can't sabotage your trade value so I can't get anything, I can't give you away.
Absolutely. You're right. And I think that's, you say that behind closed doors, Rob, as we wrap up about, look, I still want out, but I'm going to put on a good face and I'm going to play my butt off. I think publicly, Rob, here's what I think he should do. I think he should hold a press conference and say, look, I was upset at myself, the way I played in the playoffs. I was upset with what Doc said about me. I was upset with Joel said about me. I knew I had let those guys down and my teammates and myself. And, I didn't respond well. I understand now that I'm under contract. I got to go out and play and I'm back, and I'm gonna do my best. And if he when he's asked, Rob, by the media, so Ben, does this mean you don't want to be traded? I think you say this. I say, look, I don't know what the future holds. I just know I've got to play better. I have to play it up to my ability, and I'm gonna do that now. Whatever happens in the future happens.
And
but right now
that.
I'm a 76er, yeah, and I'm giving my all to this team. That's it. And behind the scenes, you say to Daryl Morey and Doc, look, I do still want out, but, you know, I'm going to help you with my trade value, right? And that's it. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on the Ben Simmons situation in Philadelphia? Your turn to weigh in on this dramatic soap opera. 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We haven't come up with a name for it yet other than maybe Tyshirt Tuesday, but it's going to be heavy metal, hard rock, whatever you call it, on Tuesdays now, and I'm digging it. I'm digging it, Alex.
I got on my Metallica T-shirt and my ripped jeans, so I'm right there,
there,
Alex.
There you go. All right, we are...
Chris, go ahead.
We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com.
Man, Dodgers down 5-2 now. Braves scored another run, Chris. Top of the sixth at Dodger Stadium. There we go.
Yeah, they're gonna have to come through. Also, they added a few more names to the top 75. Steve Nash made it, Rob.
He won two MVPs. I could see
he had
that Phoenix team was really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's arguable, but the fact that he got the two MVPs, you got
to put
him
back
to
back, too.
Yeah, you got to put
no
him
doubt.
In there. All right, we got our man Ephraim Salaam up in a few minutes, but first, it's you, 877-99 on Fox. Ben Simmons, your thoughts?
Marvin in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marvin?
Hey, none. How you gentlemen doing tonight?
Doing great.
We're good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I'm just saying like this. I'm in a union, and if I don't show up, I don't get paid. And a lot of these basketball players, they don't realize how really good they do have it. And I think if that's more enforced, where it's like after a couple of days, it's like, hey, we got to move on from you, you know?
Well, he's not going to get paid for insubordination. I mean, I'm sure there was a they've already suspended him for game one,
they
Chris.
They fined
that'll take him away.
$1.4 million,
right.
I believe.
Yeah, no, they're not going to, like, let him do this. They can't.
You made a good point, Rob. I mean, first of all, and I get it's a lot of money, but he has made a ton of money in his career. And you're right. I think people would respect it more if he went there and said, look, I'm not playing for you.
Right.
Keep your money. Call me when you're ready to trade me.
Exactly.
I mean, again, I gave what I think he should do, but if he did that scenario you pointed out,
people would
respect that. And I think his trade value would rise because people would be like, okay,
this
dude's gangster.
Exactly.
We want that type of dude on our team that ain't about the money. He wants the ball. And when he gets in a situation he likes, we think he's going to actually play
to the fullest
of his potential.
But if you're a GM or a team owner, you go, this guy, look at what he's doing with the Sixers.
Right.
He won't go in. He's not. If we go get him and commit to all that money, we're going to be on the hook. And this kid could flip on us. So that's the problem.
It's kind of like you said. You know, they always say, Rob, if you start messing around with, say, a married person, and, you know, you end up with them, and then if they start cheating on you,
right.
It's kind of like, well, you surprised? They did it to the other,
exactly.
The other spouse.
You can't even be like, oh, I can't believe you're cheating on
me.
That's how we met. You were cheating on your spouse. Right. That's how we met. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Harvey in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Harvey?
Afternoon, fellas.
How are you?
All right. Yeah, I wanted to say I don't really like the way that Joel Embiid keep throwing Ben Simmons up underneath the bus. You know, he's missed the most games with Philadelphia since he's been there.
He was hurt, though.
Is he throwing him under the bus? I get it. If you want to say the comment after the game, first of all, it was true, but if you want to say that, I get that. What he said today, is that throwing him under the bus? Or is that just being like, look, man, dude, he don't want to be here, right. So forget him.
Well,
I mean,
like
at
I
a
said,
certain point, you're going like to be I like, said, man, forget like, you.
Like.
We're listening.
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, he didn't miss the most games. So, I mean, he's not there all the time with the
he's
team.
He's there
and
in
now,
spirit.
All of a sudden,
he's hurt. What you going to do if you're hurt?
Come on. Hurt. An injury is totally different. An injury is totally different.
So with that being said, I mean, is he now all of a sudden taking the preparations to get himself totally together?
You know what? This is a problem I have with your call. This is a problem. I got a problem with your call. So we appreciate your support. But you're calling up here about Joel Embiid's injuries when a guy just refused to take the court for practice. It's called insubordination. Chris could show up at his house to do the radio show and not turn his mic on. Insubordination.
Right.
You think Fox Sports Radio is going
to
pay Chris today if he don't say a word on the air? There's a problem. Stop it. Don't protect him. What he did today was unprofessional. You can't make any excuse. If you don't want to play, don't show up and don't expect to get a paycheck. That's it.
That's it. Don't expect to get paid. And again, Rob, I get it. It's a ton of money, but he has made enough.
If he made enough, Chris, and he feels good and said, I'm
right,
then more power to him then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We got, as we said, our man Ephraim Salaam coming up. And maybe we'll ask him about this because he's well-versed. He's a former NFL player, obviously. Football is, you know, what he played. But he's in the hoop, too. So we'll ask him about this before we get into the NFL. That's next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest, one of our favorites, man. He brings it. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man Ephraim Salaam. Ephraim, what up, brother?
Ephraim knows
What's
how to
good,
push
man?
Back. We love it. Let's do it. hey, Ephraim.
He knows how to take a licking and keep
That's
on
right.
ticking.
Yeah,
I
whatever.
Hey, today Ben Simmons. We're gonna do like an NBA. Chris said, "Yeah, let's throw
I mean, you
the
know,
NBA
yeah,
first."
You're well rounded. So,
but just the idea
about.
That, and I said to Chris, if you're gonna not play and practice and be insubordinate. Just tell them, hey, keep your money. I'm not coming. I'm never playing for you until you decide to trade me. But wasting other players' time, not coming out there, not participating, what do you make of that? And did the Sixers do the right thing today?
Look, the narrative, it was already established. We got the narrative after the last game last year when they were eliminated and Doc said what he said and Joel Embiid said what he said. It was no repairing that. Like, even if both sides wanted to repair it, once things like that start coming out of the locker room, there's no repairing it. So it was going to be what it was going to be. Look, they were like, look, I'm going to show up. I want to get my money. He showed up. It didn't work well. Both sides are frayed. So the best thing to do is part ways. They tried to trade him. The price was too steep. Now they have to really figure out what they're going to do. Because unless he is like completely insubordinate or like a detriment to the franchise, they're gonna have to pay him. He showed up.
Well, what
no,
about
no,
him
not if you not if you refuse
practice.
To play practice, you don't have to get paid.
You know, he decided he wasn't available for work. So I think at least for this day, and yeah, if he comes in Thursday and is like, all right, I'll practice.
And they say go into practice, and he practiced, then they got to pay him.
It's
they can't
different.
Hold it against him. But if he doesn't come back and take part in practice or play, be ready to play in games and refuses to go in, Ephraim, they don't have to pay him.
Well, and I'll tell you this. If I'm his representative or agent or whatever, I'm like, yo, you go, and as long as you're there, as long as you're available – They have to pay you. Whether they want to or not, they have to pay you. So make them send you away. You don't send yourself away.
Right. That's what we, now look, quickly, if you're in that locker room, how are you feeling toward Ben Simmons? I mean, obviously you have far more players in the NFL, 53 on the team, but now you got 12, 15, whatever. How are you feeling if you're in that locker room toward Ben Simmons?
It's time to move on. I'm like, look, you already have to, the players have to already understand we're going to do this without him. Right? That has to already, you can't be like, oh, you can't be waiting on him. Like, I think that's the problem the Nets were having. Kyrie, of course, is a different type of player than Ben Simmons, and he brings a little bit more to a team. But you already have to compartmentalize that, hey, this guy may not be available, so we have to get better. We have to get ready to play without him. And I think that's what the Sixers are doing. I think that's what Brooklyn is doing. Because, look, they're professional athletes. I'm not going to let another player dictate my success or our success as a team. That's come standard with being a professional athlete.
Right. What did you make last night at that Buffalo Titans game where they go for it on fourth down, don't get it, and lose the game?
You got to be able to get a yard, right?
But it's easier said than done.
It's not. And I tell you what, I've been in a situation in Tennessee on the goal line, Albert Haynesworth lying right on top of my head, and getting off the ball late, right? Like just a split second, and we watched that left tackle. It just takes a split second of you not getting off the ball when you need to, and a disastrous thing could happen. Lucky for me, they ran the ball to the right, and I was on the left, but it just so happened that left tackle was a split second late off the ball down there on the goal line. That's the loudest field, the loudest place on the field is the goal line. That's where the fans are the closest. And so it just took that, and that was it. That was the ball game. It was crazy, man.
So do you think it was the right play call?
You got to go for that, man. It's 1 yard. You got to go for that. How you not? I mean,
what's the message, though? Well,
what do you mean, what's the message?
I think
what's
you
wrong
live
with
to
tying
see another
the game?
Game? Right.
No. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about it's literally less than a yard for first, but what was it on the 2 yard line or something? The goal line is right there. What type of message are you sending to your team? Right?
But that happens we're gonna all
line
the time.
Up. Wait a minute. Wait 1 second. We're going to line up and we're going to be physical. They can't stop us from getting the other first or the touchdown, and that's what we're going to do. It's a mindset for a team, for an NFL team. That's a mindset, all right? Now, you can't fabricate a mindset. You can't pretend that that's the type of team you are. You call the play, you line up, and you get it done. It didn't happen. It didn't work. But the sentiment is there, right? Yeah, you could have kicked the field goal, went into overtime, and gave yourself an opportunity, but you're trying to set a precedent, a mindset. Buffalo is a tough-nosed team. Right, they've had leaps and bounds now that Josh Allen is there, and they're trying to become one of those type of teams, very physical up front. And so that's what they did. That's it. I mean, I get it. It didn't work, but I understand what they were trying to do.
Yeah, let give me your thoughts on Derrick Henry and just obviously he's been
Lord,
a monster.
Good Lord.
I think people are going well,
what
a little overboard.
Let's put it this
way. What do they say? He's the fastest
what about the
running
MVP?
Back. Go ahead.
Well, that was the fast they seen a big guy run. But what about his MVP chance? I mean, obviously, it's kind of become a quarterback's award.
This is a quarterback league.
They don't ever go to anybody outside of a quarterback unless a receiver has 2,300 yards receiving or the rushing single-season rushing record is broken. It'll never go to any other player outside of a quarterback. Wow. They've already made that abundantly clear. We know that. So,
well, and you know what? The year Dickerson broke the record in 1984, he didn't win MVP.
Of course.
But
which is crazy,
Dan Marino was the first 50 touchdown quarter or 5,000 yard passer that year.
Right. Nobody ever had passed for.
And threw for 48 touchdowns, which was like 12, beat the record by 12. So that was an outlier. I do think a running back, like if Henry broke the record, Ephraim, I think he could win it if no quarterback had some spectacular year.
I think if somebody breaks that rushing record, they get the MVP because, I mean, could you imagine?
Well, now, remember, he's got an extra game.
It's an extra game now. It's an extra game. So you're right.
People
there's a
might
caveat
hold that against
it.
Him. Right.
There's an extra game. They will hold it against him. But it would just – I mean, Derrick Henry is a grown man. I don't know if you guys have seen him in person.
Yeah.
He's a grown-ass man, right? Like, you guys would look like his little nephews standing next to him.
Rob's taller than him.
Of course, but I'm 6'4". But, yeah, Chris looked like
– I'm
6'4", all the way. Ephraim, don't be trying to squeeze me down.
I'm 6'4". I mean, I've been in the studio with you.
Ephraim, I like seeing –
Hey, wait a minute. When he saw Chris – When he saw Chris, what he did, first thing he did is tried to pick Chris up. That was the first thing.
Ephraim, I like seeing Henry because he's a throwback. When you played, there used to be backs like that, right? Give me 25 carries. That. Yeah, I love it too. I wish we had more of that, to be honest.
I think, the running back position has been devalued so much because people think they can get him from anywhere, any round, undrafted. Which you can, but when you talk about elite running back,
right?
When you talk like when I played, Jamal Anderson was one of those guys. I used to ask him. I said he'll break off a long run. He'll get right back in the huddle. And I said, he didn't want to take any breaks, and he was like, I'm not letting anybody get my yards. These are my yards. I'm getting every single one of these yards. And that year, he rushed for 1,896 yards, and that's what Derrick Henry is. Derrick Henry is one of those guys. Where you're in install every week, Wednesday, Thursday, you put up the defense and you install plays offensively. And, you know, the nine-man box is coming. And Jamal used to say, hey, don't worry about the safeties. I'll take care of them. That's how Derrick Henry is. Don't worry. Don't you guys worry about, you know, the front seven. I'll take care of everybody else. And there's a reason why in the third and the fourth quarter his yards per carry go up. It's because people are tired of it. Those little guys don't want to come up there and do that, man.
Right. You worn down. All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salam. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate
you.
All right. We got the week 6 edition of Parker's NFL Power Rankings. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the I Couple on a Rock and Roll Tuesday. We'll come up with something better, but for now, it's a Rock and Roll Tuesday. We got Parker's Power Rankings now.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, let's get it kicked off.
Number 5.
The Buffalo Bills at 4-2.
Wow.
It's not a prisoner of the moment just because they came off a loss.
What were they last week? Do you know?
I think like
remember
3 or something.
Okay.
Number 5, Buffalo Bills. Don't get it done against the Titans who had lost to the Jets. And really didn't play that well. I mean, they couldn't stop them. That was probably the shocking thing, and they did a better job against Kansas City. But they really couldn't stop Tennessee and Derrick Henry. But they're number 5.
Number 4.
The Rams. They keep eating up those bad teams. Number 4, the Los Angeles Rams, 5-1. The Giants with no competition. It was pathetic. And the Rams just keep rolling. 5-1. And causing trouble. We'll see how this shakes out as they play some better teams. But if anybody who's and also ran against the Rams is going to get run off the field like the Giants.
You can ram it all day and ram it all night.
Number 3.
Was that you, Rod? Did you?
No, I didn't do that. That's pretty good. I was Alex. The Green Bay Packers, 5-1. They beat their rivals, the Chicago Bears. Packers 5-1 have won 5 straight after being embarrassed in week 1 and just continue to mow along, and the game meant something because the Bears could have got back into the race in the division, but of course it didn't happen. That game, a road game on in Chicago, so the Packers are number three.
Number two.
The Arizona Cardinals still undefeated at 6-0. The Cardinals, I don't know what to say about them. Demolished the Broncos. I mean, they played the Browns. I'm sorry, right? They continue to win and beat anybody who's coming. Undefeated. Most of the times being undefeated would make you the top spot. This is not out of disrespect for them. It's just that I'm so impressed by the team that I have as the number one team and what they've been able to do. That's the only reason the Cardinals are not there. So they are a solid number two.
Number one.
The Baltimore Ravens, who continue a season of being impressive. And the Ravens, 5-1. The win over the Chargers was as impressive as it gets, 34-6. The Chargers came into the game having scored 47 points to beat the Browns, looking like world beaters. They stopped Justin Herbert. They demolished them. They were never really in that game. The defense showed, and we continue to see the growth of Lamar Jackson. I love where the Ravens are right now, 5-1, and number one in Parker's power ranking.
Number one.
That's right. What are you saying whoa about? What's going on that you're whoa?
Wow. I was paying attention to the power rankings.
No, you weren't. You were watching TV.
Giannis is putting on a clinic. He comes down and hits a three, and then he blocks a Nick Claxton dunk attempt at the rim. And I mean, Rob, it was mano a mano, and Giannis just said no. And then Pat Connaughton comes down and hits a three. It was 21-8, now it's 21-12. Yo, I got to be honest, Milwaukee is looking, man. They looking like they got extra championship swag, Rob. Them boys, woo.
It's the first quarter.
They look
Chris.
Good. I know. I'm just saying. All I'm doing is I'm just saying. Right now, they look monstrous. But as far as your rankings, look, I'm not going to argue Baltimore. I mean, they look great in that last game. Obviously, they had a couple wins where they weren't that impressive. But you know, I'm fine with them at number one. Arizona, I think as I think they're two in your chart. You know, there's something we just got to see it for longer. I mean, when teams just kind of, I don't want to say come out of nowhere, because last year they played well until Kyler got hurt, right?
Yeah.
But
no,
when they kind of,
I mean, I'm not dissing them, but
I know.
You know what
you
I mean? Normally, being undefeated, you would be automatically number one. But
and
I think
some
it was kind of
wins,
like,
too.
Right. No, they have.
Cleveland,
I'm not saying that.
The Rams,
but,
right.
But that win, Chris, to me, for Baltimore against the Chargers, when you think about how well the Chargers were playing and where they were.
Nah, it's a great win.
Right?
It's a great win. I think Dallas deserves to be in there, and I would
put
them
ahead. So where would you put Dallas?
I would take out Green Bay.
Okay, so you would
I'm
put Dallas
I'm not that high
down.
On the – I mean, obviously you got Aaron Rodgers, who is great. But they you said it. They've been steady. You know, they haven't really just waylaid anybody. You know what I mean? I mean, they're winning comfortably some of their games. But they haven't just gone out there and demolished anybody like Buffalo or the Rams or, you know, the other four teams in this list. I would put Dallas ahead of them, but, you know, that's eye of the beholder. I mean, it's hard to argue with any of these. But I would have probably the Rams at three and maybe Dallas or Buffalo 4 and 5. Dallas okay. and Buffalo 4 and 5.
So not that far off. All right.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Dallas is 5-1 and the Packers are 5-1. And
right.
I would say that the Packers' big win was on the road against San Francisco, right? That was a big win
right.
for them. And you would say what's Dallas's biggest win? Was that what game was that?
They have I don't know if they've had as big a win. I mean, San Francisco I don't think it's as good as we think. They beat the Chargers though. And you know, like you said, they did take two touchdowns off the board because of penalties, but it's still, a W is a W. That's like last night taking that away from Tennessee because that kickoff return was, you know, was taken
right.
away. So they beat the Chargers, which is a good win, and it was at L.A., Rob. It was in L.A. And the Panthers at that time were 3-0 when Dallas all beat right. them. But I'm with you. They're not a great team.
They're not great. All right, there we go.
All right, hour number one complete in the books. Dodgers still down 5-2 in the sixth inning. Milwaukee putting it on Brooklyn early in the midway through the first quarter, 25-12, the Bucks. Great night of sports. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Lock it.